As I am. Before I start my testimony tonight, I'd like to pass on my heartfelt thanks to everyone at CCC for the help to get me through my two divorces and for my ongoing pain in my legs and for the bereavements that I've felt recently. At the beginning of my youth, when I was growing up in Essex, in my life, I didn't realise that God was there. I attended Cubs, Scouts, Adventure Scouts, and attended church regularly and church parades. Moving on to my teenage years, my parents divorced, my sister and I went to live with my mum. But encountering many life's challenges, my mum dragged me off to see this doctor and that doctor and psychiatrist for help that I wasn't coping, and I went to live with my dad in the end. This did not remove all my issues, and so I decided that to get away from everybody, and I joined the Air Force. My first posting was to Bryce Norton. This was a turning point in my life, and I turned my back on the Lord completely. During my second posting to Lossiemouth here, I met my first wife Meg and her son Robert. Our relationship developed very quickly, and we were wed. Our next big milestone was when Jonathan was born, and I relished becoming a father. At this time, with my dad becoming a granddad and our relationship renewed, the past was forgotten, and we spent time together enjoying each other's company and having fun and working on his cars. But unfortunately, it was only for a very brief time. My dad was taken from me with a DVT, and I lost him. Jumping forward, my second son, Paul, was born. And in 2000, we decided to move back up to Scotland after living in London for a short period. Then I was living the dream, a big house, three lovely boys, and no financial worries. But unfortunately, it wasn't to last. And due to work commitments, both Meg and myself just drifted apart from each other. And there was no way of patching it up. The following 5 years were exceptionally difficult while negotiating our separation. I'd started attending the hospital chapel regularly, spending time in prayer. I realised that my life was full of sin, and I asked for God's help. Then living in hospital accommodation, I soon spiralled into debt and was advised to contact CAP. I was connected with Gordy Mackay at CCC Debt Centre. That was my first introduction to CCC, and I started to attend church occasionally, not all the time, seeking both company and answers. I then lost my job at the hospital, with my divorce finalised, feeling very alone and suffering from depression. I spent a week in bed, not eating, not drinking, just lying there. And it got so bad that I attempted to take my own life on several occasions. And this ended in a stint in New Craigs. My life then changed. I was receiving visits from friends from CCC here, even being offered a job from an old man called Angus Jameson. Oh. Sorry, Angus, did I say old? I
meant yeah,
to say,
you did.
I meant to say very old. I then attended CCC regularly, moving into proper accommodation. I then got offers of a lovely bungalow here in Inverness that needed a lot of redecoration and refurbishment. But this was a blessing. It motivated me and gave me my self-worth back. Securing work at Granny's holiday home, I met Louise, my second wife. And again, the relationship developed quickly, and we were married. Louise, being a Christian, we travelled from Brora to Inverness every Sunday. So I attended her church for a while. But missing all my friends at CCC, I decided to return. And at this time, I continued to pray for guidance. Jumping forward another 5 years, I was shocked when Louise asked me to leave her house. I did everything in my power to make her happy. I was left broken, confused, and hurting. Becoming homeless and alone again, I was allocated a one-bedroom house up in Helmsdale. But this made me even more alone and cut off from all my friends here. And again, I found myself in hospital on two occasions. I had a visit from my friend Angus again. He made me promise to him while I was in hospital that I would never try and take my own life again. Times have been bad and I have felt low, but never low enough to take my own life again. Jesus is the all and end all for me now. He died for me, forgive my sins, and realised that I needed to trust in Jesus. Alpha secured my thoughts on God, and I committed to my life, asking for forgiveness for the past, accepting him as my saviour and Lord of my life. Realising the past is behind me, I'm being baptised today, dead to the old, and arising with the desire to serve the Lord as he guides me.
David, what some people may not know is that you are very handy on the tools. You're very good at DIY and stuff like that. And there's a verse which I want to give you for your baptism tonight, which is from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. And it says, "You are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he prepared in advance for you to do. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. This is not of yourself, it is the gift of God, so that no one can boast." David, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
In obedience to the call of our risen Lord Jesus Christ, do you repent of your sins?
I do.
Do you trust in Christ's death for forgiveness and his resurrection for eternal life?
I do.
And with the help of the Holy Spirit and the fellowship of the church, do you offer your life in service to God?
Yes.
David, upon profession of your faith, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Gentleness, his faithfulness, his self-control. Lord, fill David with your Holy Spirit tonight and every day that he may live for you.
Father, we just want to pray for David and thank you, Lord, for his courage in sharing his testimony, a difficult story and a tragic story in many ways, and yet, Lord, such a happy ending. That he came face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ and gave him his life. Lord, we thank you so much for the transformation in David's life as your Holy Spirit has worked in his heart, showing him how much you love him, how much you value him. And Lord, we pray that you will continue to bless him as he serves you in various capacities in the church. And we pray too that you will help him to grow strong in the faith, to grow strong in the knowledge of your word. And as we've just been hearing, Lord, we thank you that we are all your workmanship, that you have prepared work in advance for us to do. And as we look ahead in David's life, and it's exciting, Lord, just to think of what lies ahead, what the future chapters will hold for David. And we thank you, Father, that you have blessed him and protected him so far. And we know, Lord, that you will sustain him and surround him with your love and protection in the future. So we commit him to you and ask that you will pour out your blessing in his life. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you, brother.
Thank you.